I took on the role of caring for my late mother without realising what I was doing. She'd been in hospital 24 weeks and realising that she couldn't cope alone, it was going to be two people caring for her, I became the main carer, and I wasn't even asked then would I do it. Glad I did. But you just, many people just find themselves in that situation overnight, and it's a different life, it's a hard life, but many people tell you they would do it again and again despite all the problems that it can bring.
From your personal experience, what were the biggest challenges for that? You weren't anticipating becoming a carer. Your mum had been in hospital for best part of 6 months, and it became apparent, no one asked you if you wanted to do it, became apparent that you were going to have to. How did you deal with that?
It was a shock to me, Jim, it really was, because I'd got to have somebody from a care agency in to help me, and I really, the hackles went up on my back that suddenly I was having people coming into our home four times a day, and I didn't know them. It was suggested that we just put her into a care home, but I didn't want that, she didn't want that, and we knew that she could live a better life with some intervention from carers at home, and should the time come that we had to, she had to go into a home, then she would, and we would have looked for the best care possible. But it is a big shock to the system, Jim, and I'm glad I did it. It was a big learning curve for me, and I'd say initially it took me over 12 months to come to terms with the amount of work that I would be getting up in the night, and also having my own disability, which at that time wasn't as bad as it is now. It made it more difficult, and she was very conscious about it. So very often you get the cared for person worrying about the cared for as the carer as well,
because there can be an awful lot of psychological as well as kind of the physical issues of the physical stress and strain of being a carer in many cases, and then there can be sort of psychological issues surrounding it on both sides, can't there?
There can be psychological issues on both sides. One of the things that really got to me was the chasing, the times that I had to ring up because we knew we need adaptations to our home, and those things got me down, and I found it very difficult to talk to people, because I thought if I talk to people are going to say she's not coping, this is the time she has to go into permanent care. I needed people to talk to. I was desperate for people to talk to, and unfortunately I wasn't reached until after 3 months after my mother passed away by the care organisation in Shropshire, and I just don't know why I was missed, but GP practices can play a lot of big part in this, and they are doing now. There's more GP practices taken on board to look at